The definition of grief is to cause, to be sorrowful. American Heritage Dictionary. To grieve the Holy Spirit, then is to become sorrowful because of the Holy Spirit. There is a longing for sinful pressure, and the Holy Spirit is convicting you of that sin which you must let go. This was the case for the Israelites. Israel people, God loved them, God saved them, but they simply would not settle for the love of God. And instead, they have forsaken the Lord. They have rejected the Holy One and turned their backs on the God. Bible said, do not cherish sin in your heart. Do not let sin stay in your heart. Psalm 66. If you let sin stay in your heart, it causes grief of the Holy Spirit, and it will cause you also to be sorrowful, because the Holy Spirit will strengthen you. It will give you help. He will give you help. He will give you power. If you grieve the Holy Spirit, the result is very terrible. Rather give your sin and your struggle to Jesus Christ and seek for joy in place of bitterness, good works in place of malice. You know, there are two major references in the Bible to grieve the Holy Spirit. Let's look together. The first one, to grieve the Holy Spirit, in the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah, chapter 63. The book of Isaiah, chapter 63, verse 10. It's very important Bible verse. Let's read together. Did you find? Okay. Yet they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. So he turned and became their enemy, and he himself fought against them. Wow, this is very tough, very terrible situation. Grieve the Holy Spirit. Another one, the New Testament, is today's message. The book of Ephesians. Let's read again. The book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 19. Ephesians 5, 19. Let's read together. Do not... 5, 19. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's 4:30. Let's read together. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. So two major references in the Bible. The one is in Old Testament, another one is in New Testament. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit. It's so important command for everyone, for every Christian. The second one is in the letter from Paul to the church in Ephesus. Well, he writes, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. This section, the whole chapter of the Ephesians, chapter 4, the section is talking about how to live as a Christian life. Paul continues, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. These are worldly emotions and actions which are contrary to how we should live as a Christian. What does it mean to grieve the Holy Spirit? What does it mean? To understand what it means to grieve the Holy, we must first understand only a person can be grieved. Therefore, the Spirit must be a person in order to have this emotion. It is possible to grieve the Holy Spirit because He is a gracious, loving, tender personality. It is not possible to grieve a mere inference. You can grieve your parents, but you cannot grieve the wind, W-I-N-D. You can grieve wing, W-I-N-G. Dr. Wing. Holy Spirit is a person. This is a very important subject because God, Father, God, Son, and God, Holy Spirit. They are three persons in one body. All the attributes of God are attributed to the Holy Spirit. He is the Spirit of truth. He is the Spirit of wisdom. He is the Spirit of life. He is the Spirit of power. To grieve Holy Spirit is to hinder His operation in your heart, and therefore impoverish your lives. Once we understand this, we can better understand how He is grieved. Because we too are grieved. Ephesians 4:30 tells us that we should not grieve the Holy Spirit. Let's stay in this passage. This passage is so important, chapter 4. Paul wants to tell us we can grieve the Spirit by living like pagans. Chapter 4, verse 17 to 19. By yielding to our sin nature, 22 to 24. By lying, 25. By anger, 26 to 27. By stealing, 28. By cursing, 29. By bitterness, 31. By being unforgiven, 33. By sexual immorality, chapter 5, verse 3 to 5. So you can see these things will cause you to grieve the Holy Spirit. To grieve the Spirit is to act out in a sinful manner, whether it is in thought and deed or just in thought. Your mind, many people, they don't do bad things, but they think bad things. Holy Spirit knows everything. He lives in your heart. He knows everything. He knows what you're thinking. Who has been given the Holy Spirit? We will first look at who has been given the Holy Spirit. And then we look at the role the Holy Spirit plays in our lives. It is important not to grieve the Holy Spirit because according to the verse, the Holy Spirit, He has been given to dwell in us until the very end. He is with you through happy times and the times of sorrow, the times of disappointment. He is always with you. It is important to understand that grieving the Holy Spirit is not a sign that believer lost his salvation. It's different. So you should be very careful. You can grieve the Holy Spirit, but you cannot lost your salvation. Your salvation is sealed by the Holy Spirit. It will not happen because we are sealed until the day of redemption. If you are a true believer, if you are born again Christian, you have eternal security. Wow, this is so nice. This is so good. God, good news for everybody, because God had given you a security, eternal security. Grieving the Holy Spirit does not lose your salvation. However, grieve the Holy Spirit does influence our daily lives and our daily relationship with God. Still, it's a bad thing. Grieve the Holy Spirit will make your life terrible. Who has been given the Holy Spirit, and how does he receive the Holy Spirit? Every born-again Christian. You are born-again Christian, I'm born-again Christian. Every born-again Christian, every born-again believer in Jesus Christ has been given the Holy Spirit. The very moment, the very second a person believes he is saved, he, at that moment, he or she received the Holy Spirit. Then he gets God's seal of ownership. Put a stamp on your head. You belong to God. In this verse, with whom you were sealed, means that we are sealed until the day when he were present as to the Lord Jesus Christ. So you are totally secured. You belong to God. A believer, even yourself, you cannot unseal. Sealed by the Holy Spirit, you cannot unseal. You cannot reject this gracious gift. This is very mystery. The gift you receive, you cannot reject. Always with you. That means security. Continues to the day of redemption. But the believer may grieve the Holy Spirit. You can grieve. I can grieve. The role the Holy Spirit plays in our lives. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. He can be grieved. One thing can grieve him is when a Christian offends others. When what happens for you, you can have that kind of experience. The offender grieves an offended person. What happened? If you offend someone, offend your classmate, offend your parents, offend your brothers and sisters, what happened? The fellowship is broken. The relationship is broken. The same thing happens when the Spirit is grieved. He cannot work in your life until there is a reconciliation. Paul said, get rid all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another. Bitterness, let's look at the bitterness. What is bitterness? You know what is bitterness? Bitterness is a state of mind. It's inside, bitterness, but it's irritable state of mind, which produces harsh and hard opinions of others. Bad opinion of others. It is the opposite, not only of sweetness, but of kindness. It is the spite that harbors resentment and keeps a score of wrongdoing. Some people always keep record. You did this thing, you did that thing. In your heart, you have a bitterness. You always keep record of wrongdoings. Aristotle, famous philosopher, defined those who display it as a heart to be reconciled. If you have bitterness, it's very hard to be reconciled. There is a woman who had been bitten by a dog and was advised by her doctor. Doctor told him to write her last wishes because she might die to hydrophobia. It's a terrible disease. So write your will. She spent long time to write with pencil and paper. So doctor wait and wait. Finally, doctor remind her how long the will be written. Well, She snorted. I'm writing a list of the people I'm going to bite. Bitterness. Do you have that kind of bitterness in your heart? Then it will grow out. Not always in your heart. Bitterness in an outburst of uncontrolled passion is rage, anger. Rage and anger signifies your emotion. Let people know in your heart is a bitterness. Let people understand you have a passion, you have an emotion, uncontrolled emotion. So you can see sometimes people get together, they are shouting, they are blowing, they are slander, the poison source of all these behaviors of the old nature, old self, is named as malice. Malice is hatred, it's a raw hatred. By these unholy things, unholy talk, you can grieve the Holy Spirit, and they should not be a part of a Christian's life. Communication is very important. Bad communication have a corrupting influence. Corrupting influence must be a grief to the Holy Spirit, because Holy Spirit is holy. You speak badly, you speak evil. The evil speaking will cause you to grieve the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of truth cannot have fellowship with this evil speaking. The second, by ignoring His presence, you can grieve the Holy Spirit. Many times, even myself, I ignore the Holy Spirit. If our friends deal with us as we often deal with the Holy Spirit, we will be offended. To live in the same house, many times you live a house with another people, with another person, you ignore him. You don't recognize him. What's happened? Relationship broken. It's very hard. And one church member told me once they live in another house out of town, another person's house, at night they are very hungry. They want to eat. But the host and hostess, they watch TV, they enjoy TV. But they are hungry. They're looking for food. They open the refrigerator, nothing in there. They search around, no food. They are so hungry. But host and hostess, they watch TV. Ignore. Ignore some guest in your house. This is a typical way many times the Holy Spirit living our hearts, we ignore him. We did not recognize the Holy Spirit. We don't pay attention his presence. So he is grieving. By rejecting his teaching, the Spirit is seeking to lead us into the truth. He teaches us to read Bible. He teaches us to understand the Bible. We grieve the Holy Spirit through prejudice, through unbelief. We refuse to accept his teaching, refuse to obey his leading. It's a very typical mistake. Many times you don't read Bible. Even you read Bible, you don't pay attention to the teaching. You ignore his presence. You reject his teaching. By serving the Lord with your own strength, with your own power, the Holy Spirit come to our heart, come into our, we might have power to give us power to minister Christ. You know, to minister Jesus Christ is not easy. It's a tough ministry. So we need to seek for the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to use the power from the Holy Spirit to serve Him. But many times we serve Jesus Christ, we serve church, we do the ministry with our own power. To speak and labor in our own strength is a denial of His mission. It's denial of the mission of the Holy Spirit. Of that must be a great grief to the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit is grieved by such self-empowerment, the evidence is very clear. The evidence is the ministry, the worship in a formal, fruitless life. You see, many times the worship didn't help you, didn't feel very powerful, because we use our own strengths. We empower by ourselves. We don't let Holy Spirit to give us strength. As a Christian, we should display kindness. We should display compassion. We should display forgiveness. To be kind is to show a sweet, a generous disposition. Mutual forgiveness is a very important relationship, because you, as a sinner, God forgive you, so you also forgive others. Christians are to forgive one another because God has already forgive us. Our forgiveness of others is to be like God's forgiveness of us. It must flow from your heart, from your generous love. This is the testimony. This is the great testimony to show unbeliever, to show to many seekers, we are sinner, but now God forgive us. Why do we forgive? Why do we love? We do so because we have been forgiven, and God loves us. God does not command us under law to be nice. It is done on the basis of God's grace, because He loves us and He died for us. So this is the first part of today's message. The second part is, do not put out Spirit's fire. Do not put out Spirit's fire. The Holy Spirit can also be quenched. This is similar to dousing a fire. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, tells us, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. In King James Version, verse 19 translates as, do not quench not the Spirit. The original words is, quench not the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is quenched by our not doing the things that enable Him to control our lives. You can grieve the Holy Spirit. You can also quench the Holy Spirit. What's the difference? When you don't live in accordance with the Spirit, your mind has not set in what the Spirit desires, you are quenching the Spirit. Let's make it easy. To grieve the Spirit is something that you do something, such as anger, fighting, hate, bitterness. To quench is what you don't do, such as praying, joy, rejoice, showing thanksgiving, showing kindness, forgiving. You do bad things, you grieve the Holy Spirit. You don't do good things, you quench the Holy Spirit. Do you understand that? You quench, you use a bottle of water to quench the fire. in your heart. Quench the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, just like a fire, burn inside. Give you this burden. Give you this motion. Give you this desire to do good things, to read Bible. Many times I really quench the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, tell me to get up early in the morning. Wow, I'm tired. I need sleep. Maybe tomorrow. Move to tomorrow. Move to next month. So I miss Bible reading. I miss praying. Quench the Holy Spirit. Put the Holy Spirit fire out. You do bad things, you grieve the Holy Spirit. You didn't do good things, you quench the Holy Spirit. When the word quench is used in spirit, it is speaking of suppressing fire. First, our Jesus Christ mentioned. He described hell. What is hell? Hell is a place where the fire will not be quenched. The fire cannot be quenched. Use extinguisher, use your butter, use a firefighter. You cannot quench the fire of hell. It's burned always, all the time. So Christ mentioned the fire of hell cannot be quenched. Likewise, the Holy Spirit is a fire dwelling in each believer. He wants to express himself in our actions, in our attitudes, in our speakings. When believers do not allow the Holy Spirit to be seen in their actions, when we do what we know is wrong, when we suppress or quench the Holy Spirit. You have sometimes, did you have this experience? You quench the Holy Spirit. Not only grieve the Holy Spirit, you quench the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit teach you, the Holy Spirit move you, but you don't move. The Holy Spirit calling you, but you don't respond to that calling. We do not allow the Spirit to reveal himself the way that he wants to. So you quench the Holy Spirit. It's terrible. It's terrible. I still can remember many times I grieve and also I cringe. The result of grieving or quenching the Spirit. Let's look at the result. Quenching and grieve the Spirit are similar in their effects. Both hinder a godly lifestyle. Both happen where a believer sins against God and follows his or her own desires. The only correct road to follow is the road that leads the believer closer to God and further away from the word and sin. The only way you can go back is repent. If right now you are quenching the Holy Spirit, right now you are grieving the Holy Spirit, the only way to back is repent. Just as we do not like to be grieved. Do you like to be grieved? You don't. You don't like to be grieved. Just as we do not seek to quench what is good, so we should not grieve. Quench the Holy Spirit. We should not refuse to listen to his leading. Even young people, young men and women, youth, do not grieve. Do not quench the Holy Spirit. Whether a person has grieved or quenched the Spirit, there are signs that speak to this. It can be seen. You right now are grieved the Holy Spirit. You right now are quenched the Holy Spirit. We can see. There are signs. There may be a lack of closeness to God. one's assurance of salvation may be missing. Some people really told me that I'm worried about myself. I really don't know I'm a born-again Christian or not. Salvation, your assurance missing. You don't have this insurance. You don't have this security in your heart. You worry about your believing. You worry about you are a real Christian or not. Another effect is God's word become dull and become boring. This is very typical. Many times we have time to read. Not like some people say, I'm too busy, I don't have time to read. You have time. But the problem is not time. The problem is you feel boring. The problem is you read nothing you can get. Boring. What's the reason for boring? Because you grieve the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is the author of the book, Bible. You grieve the Holy Spirit. You quench the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit cannot enlighten, open your eyes of your heart. So you read Bible, feel boring, feel nothing. Even you have time. I have that time many, many, many times. I read the Bible. I read a whole chapter. Then I close the Bible. I remember nothing. I didn't remember anything. What Bible says? Just waste time. So this is a sign. Tell you, you are grieving the Holy Spirit. You are quenching the Holy Spirit. There may be sorrow also. Your feeling is not good. Feeling also give you a sign. Your relationship with God is in difficult. The fruit of the Spirit may not be obvious in your life. The fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience. What else? Faithfulness. What else? All kind of fruit cannot see in your behavior. So if you grieve the Holy Spirit, if you quench the Holy Spirit, the fruitful life will not happen. Your discernment between right and wrong may become limited and missing. You don't know what is right, what is wrong. Sometimes it's very mysterious. Everybody knows what is wrong and what is right. But sometimes the discernment of what is right, what is wrong, missing. So you follow people. You do bad things. You do wrong things. You even think this is okay. You don't have this sensitivity. So what must be done if any of these signs are present? Think very careful. Think very careful. If these signs happen in your life, the Bible tells us that a person must recognize his sin and ask forgiveness. You need to repent. No other way can change that. You need to go to God, say, I did wrong. Forgive me. He puts our sins behind his back. Jesus Christ will take your sins and sin and forgive your sin. Our God is a great God. Our God is a loving God. He forgives you. He puts your sins on his back. He puts our sins behind his back and remembers them not. So your sin would totally disappear. Then we are able to enjoy the fellowship with the Holy Spirit. So you can go back to this good relationship. Go back to the good fellowship with the Holy Spirit. This is so important, every Christian, every brothers and sisters. I know some people right now, your relationship with God is in a difficult situation. I know even you are very young. Your relationship with God is difficult. Repent. Go back and enjoy the good relationship with the Holy Spirit. He will live in your heart. He will teach you. He will guide you. He will help you to have a fruitful life.